Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
I talked about this earlier, but not to any great effect. I want to get into it a little bit now. There's a story in the Tribune today. Oak Brook Terrace Mayor Tony Ragucci recently paid $30,000 from his campaign fund to a lawyer that's representing him amid an ongoing federal corruption probe. Safe Speed LLC is the controversial company that operates lucrative red light cameras at intersections in dozens of Chicago area suburbs. So he's implicated in this story. He needs to get some legal representation. He takes $30,000 from his campaign fund, and he hires an attorney named Thomas Crooks. Side note, if you're an attorney representing people, I'm not sure Crooks is the best last name to have. Or maybe it's the perfect last name to have. But what about Thomas, super honest guy? Anyway, his name is Thomas Crooks. The investigation of Safe Speed first came to public light in September when the FBI and IRS agents raided the offices of then State Senator Marty Sandoval, Lyons Mayor Christopher Getty, and Jeffrey Tobolsky, the mayor of nearby McCook, who doubles as a Cook County commissioner. Safe Speed and its owners and officers have been among Ragucci's heaviest political donors over the years, election records show. These are the guys that decide, in some of these instances, where the red light cameras are going to go, and is a town going to buy a red light camera? They're going to use that service. And when you find out that the people that operate those services are donating thousands of dollars to those people's campaign coffers, it's a little cozy, isn't it? The Tribune reminds us, quote, no one involved in the Safe Speed investigation has been charged with any wrongdoing. Ragucci's relationship, though, with Safe Speed has long been controversial. A 2017 Tribune investigation documented how, as chairman of the powerful Senate Transportation Committee, Sandoval intervened on Safe Speed's behalf to push the transportation officials to change their stance and allow the company's cameras to be installed at the relatively safe intersection of Illinois 83 and 22nd Street in Oak Brook Terrace. Have you been by there? 22nd Street, isn't that Cermak and Illinois 83, Oak Brook Terrace? Pretty safe. They didn't need a red light camera there, maybe. But this guy said, no, let's go ahead and make sure we get one there. And then the company that installs it gives him a bunch of money for his campaign. The push came to light even though IDOT's policies require the cameras target dangerous corners to improve safety. And then there's the whole business about whether or not these cameras make it safe at all anyway. I'm reading from IllinoisPolicy.org. Red light camera ban in Illinois pushed by more state lawmakers. They've got a bunch of reporting on this. And one of the people behind it is Austin Berg, who joins us on the Mincing Rascals podcast frequently, but is the... Now, how am I supposed to introduce you, Austin? Is it Your Excellency? Is that what you said?
I thought you were going to say His Excellency.
Pardon me. His Excellency, Austin Berg, the Vice President of Marketing.
Is this the big government segment of the show?
At the Illinois Policy Institute on Red Light Cameras. Hi, Austin. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. No problem.
You all have reported a lot on this. And just start with that. Is there evidence to prove that the red light cameras at intersections make them safer or less safe? What's the ruling on that?
The evidence is mixed to negative. One of the best studies was done in Houston, and it found that while you did reduce by a little bit T-bone crashes, which are usually really dangerous at intersections, it actually increased rear-end crashes. And when you took kind of all of the injuries and the severity of those injuries into account, there's almost no effect whatsoever. Here's where we do know that there is an effect, and that is people's trust in government. They feel completely ripped off by these cameras. They feel like they're unfair. And that's why the nationwide use, the communities using them, is down 35% since 2012. Since 2012 in Illinois, we've built more and more and more of these cameras across the suburbs.
You all reported on how much money they've generated, right?
Yeah, the red light cameras outside Chicago, the revenue they're generating has more than tripled since 2008. So we're actually seeing just as many cameras outside Chicago as inside it. And altogether, they've generated $1 billion from drivers.
Over 10 years, right?
Over 10 years, from 2008 to 2018. It's an enormous sum of money.
So in the city of Chicago and the suburbs, we have paid $1 billion, us individual driver citizens, because of these red light cameras?
That's exactly right, and that's gone to the pockets of companies like SafeSpeed, as well as local governments like Oakbrook Terrace.
I'm just living with that for a second, Austin. That strikes me as a staggering sum of money.
It's huge, and I think Illinois Comptroller Susana Mendoza said something really powerful a couple of weeks ago talking about this. She said the program was, quote, broken and morally corrupt, and I could not say it any better myself. It is broken and morally corrupt, not only because of the amount of money that's generated. There's certainly corruption there. But the way people feel victimized by these cameras, I mean, these are $100 a pop, mind you. These aren't, you know, massive tickets, but that's a big deal for a low-income family. And think about how many $100 tickets you'd have to write up
to get a billion.
To get a billion. It's mind-boggling. And Oakbrook Terrace is a great example. They have two cameras there. They've generated around $10 million from two cameras over the last 2 years. And as you mentioned, those cameras are only there because of the muscle from State Senator Marty Sandoval pressuring the Illinois Department of Transportation to put them there.
I thought there was legislation to outlaw red light cameras or make it more difficult for this to happen. What's the status of these laws?
They should be pushed in the spring session. I hope they are. The bill that people should really be calling their representatives about is House Bill 323. It's a bipartisan bill. It's supported by Dave McSweeney and Jonathan Carroll. That would ban these cameras. I think it would be a great step. It's a step that many other states have taken, including Texas just last year signed a bill banning red light cameras across the state.
Ban them outright. I mean, literally, they'll come down or they won't have any more, really?
Ban them outright, and there's seven other states besides Texas that do that, and there's three more states, there's seven other states that prohibit using them to cite drivers, and another three states just ban them outright.
All our phone lines.
It's a common practice, and we should do it.
All our phone lines are ringing. Austin Berg is the Vice President of Marketing at the Illinois Policy Institute. Now, this wise young man is a regular on the Mincing Rascals podcast. Another episode dropped last night in which Austin rolled his eyes at something I said. His jaw just kind of dropped at something that he couldn't believe I would actually say in the podcast. You remember that part of the podcast, don't you, Austin?
It could be
well,
so many.
I feel like it kind of happens every week. I can't remember
Austin,
specifically.
It could be so many things, Austin.
I'm going to let you guys enjoy that. Okay, so 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's start with Debbie. You're on WGN. Debbie, you're on the air.
Hi, John. I wanted to tell you about my son. My son's Gordon. At the age of 30, he's a father of two. The intersection of Milwaukee and Devon by Superdog. Used to be a Dominic's on the corner. There's also used to be a Kentucky Fried Chicken years ago, but it's a very, very dangerous intersection. I used to work for Dominic's. My son actually got hit. I went out the very next day and gave you 18 seconds to get out of that intersection. And in rush hour traffic, it is just absolutely horrible. My son was a little killed. For his birthday, I bought him brand new glasses. His glasses were...
Debbie just cut out. I'll tell you what she said on the screen, though. Her son was almost killed at an intersection with red light cameras. And I believe what she was telling Elif was exactly what Austin was talking about. And here's what happens. I don't need to tell you this, but you are worried about the red light camera giving you a ticket, so you hit the brakes, and then the person behind you hits you from behind. Now, that might not be a T-bone crash, and those are maybe the worst, but if somebody's going really fast behind you and they rear-end you, you've got whiplash, you've got terror, you can be pushed into the intersection. So that's, I think, the sort of, that's the dominoes, right, Austin, that actually make these intersections less safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And after we put out that report, finding that $1 billion figure, I had so many people reach out to us describing either that incident or having a really slight rolling turn right on red at a completely safe intersection. And obviously the argument for these cameras is, you know, they broke the law, they got to pay the price. Well, a lot of people don't feel like they did break the law. And they felt like, you know, if they slammed on the brakes, it would put them in danger. And that's why people think these things are so unfair.
Stay there, Austin. Let's pick up another phone line. John is on line 4. Ella, if I can go ahead and just pop John on line 4, right? Yep, there he is. Hi, John, you're on the air.
Hello, John.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just made a comment that most people won't make a red turn on a red light camera because they're afraid they're going to do it wrong and they're going to get a ticket.
Even though they could, even though they have the right to.
Even if there's no one coming, right. Even if no one's coming, they just sit there. And I don't blow the horn at them because I understand it and I don't want them to get a ticket either.
Interesting point. Austin, your thought about that?
That's a very magnanimous reaction, not to honk at somebody, but yeah, doesn't everybody feel safer now that this is happening, that people aren't, you know, moving with the flow of traffic?
Mike, you're on WGN Radio. Thanks for the call, John. Mike, you're on the air. What do you want to say?
Thanks. I think before we clean any of this up, we have to change the election laws. Only in Illinois can a public official take donations, and when they get caught doing something illegally, use those donations to pay for their defense. In Illinois, you can use a political fund for food, beverage, Blackhawk tickets, anything you want, as long as you talk politics with whoever you're spending it on. And the difference is, in private businesses, the IRS goes after you for that. I used to go to a mechanic on Ashland Avenue, Bacall Brothers, and on Saturday, they would buy lunch for any of the employees or any of the customers waiting, but the owners had to pay out of their own pocket because it was an IRS violation. Why does Illinois get to make up their own rules on this?
An interesting point. I'll let Austin comment on that. What's your thought about that, Austin?
I don't know if Illinois is actually that unique in that practice, but it is absolutely unseemly, if not outright corrupt, that you see Tony Ragucci spending $30,000 on legal representation from the company, who he interacted with to prompt the investigation in the first place. SafeSpeed was one of his biggest donors. Same goes for Martin Sandoval. And actually, we're seeing Omar Mani, who's an investor in SafeSpeed, the red light company at the center of all this. He's actually believed to be cooperating with federal authorities. So I think this story has legs, and we're going to keep seeing more about it in the coming months.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking to Austin Berg, Vice President of Marketing at the Illinois Policy Institute. They've written extensively about this. I recommend that you go there. I've still got lots more questions and comments from our listeners for you. Are red light cameras a good idea? Should we literally make them illegal? Have you got another minute for us, Austin?
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay right there. And just what a shame, if I may pontificate for a moment, that you do have technology. It can be used for good, but because we just screw it up, now we're going to completely wipe the things out. It seems to me like there would be instances where cameras can monitor behavior, issue tickets appropriately, or try and make things safer, but we just turned it into a cash cow for some municipalities and some politicians, and now we're going to strip the thing out completely. Your thoughts? Austin Berg's on the phone. Austin's a regular on our Mincing Rascals podcast. He's the Vice President of Marketing at the Illinois Policy Institute, and he prefers, if you meet him on the street, to be called Your Excellency. You still there, Austin? He does not
just
prefer.
Biting my tongue.
Your reserve is shocking to me. Let's pick up a couple more phone lines. Joe wanted to jump in on the conversation. Hi, Joe. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. John, regular listener. I want to say that there used to be one of those red lights on 159th and Farrell Road in Lockport, and they finally took it down. The court was just filled. It was just a standing joke. And if you actually look, they have like a 5 to 7 second. You can put it on your computer and look, and they'll show you whether or not you've gone through the light. Here's the ridiculous part of it: the turning lane is going, and there's no way you could hit another car because the turning lane is making a turn right in front of you. So, as you said before, our state is illegal and immoral, and I can't believe that Madigan hasn't been indicted by the federal government yet.
That's another topic, and fair enough. I don't think we've heard Mike Madigan's name for the last time in the news in this news cycle. Austin, anything you want to say about that call?
Well, we talked a lot about Madigan on the podcast this week, so people should subscribe and listen to that conversation. He's in a whole other world of hot water beyond the red light camera scandal.
Because of
Again,
the... Because
of
the
of, this leaked email surrounding his confidant's communication about a state worker who, quote, kept his mouth shut about the rape in Champaign. I think people, the reason Mendoza called this program broken and morally corrupt, and the reason she took action to actually stop her office from collecting these fines out of people's income tax returns, is because of sentiments like this. People get so fired up about this issue, and you do see actions from people like Mendoza. You do see actions from some local municipalities, and even Chicago, who's taken down some cameras. But at the end of the day, you do need state action to address this problem, and I hope that that's what happens.
Donna, you're on WGN Radio. Hi.
Hi. I'm enjoying the conversation, but what I find missing from any conversation about red light cameras is the responsibility of the drivers to be aware as they're approaching a light that it's possibly going to turn red, and rather than speeding up, they should be covering their brake to be able to stop in a reasonable amount of time. And that really bugs me, that people are just speeding to, you know, make the light. It's allow a little bit more time to get to where you're going.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Donna. Absolutely true. Austin, your thought.
We've talked about the safety effects, though, and the problem is that these things don't make the intersections safer, or even quite possibly make them more dangerous. And as the other caller mentioned, the program has been gamed so much. We saw it even with the extent of yellow light times being changed in Chicago to the bare minimum to catch as many people as possible. That clearly wasn't about safety. And hey, a compromise position here is you can have a red light camera on the intersection, so in the case of a severe accident, for instance, you can find who, you can't have hit and runs, you can find exactly, you know, who caused that accident and how, but just don't issue tickets automatically. That's where people get really angry, and that's where, you know, all of this corruption and wrongdoing comes into play.
I understand her point. I know you do, too. If we all were safer drivers and more alert and more law-abiding, we wouldn't need any of this. Accidents would never happen. But it's human nature. Those things do happen. And the question is this technology helping us or is it hurting us? And if at best it's a push, but one thing it is doing, as he's pointed out earlier, it's generating money for politicians and municipalities, $1 billion in the last 10 years, just in Chicago in the suburbs, not across the country, just around these parts. A minute and a half. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go next to Bill. You're on WGN. Bill, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, I wanted to bring up three observations about intersections that bug me. I drive a lot. The first one is, I mean, in general, you come up to an intersection and there's so much in how you're going to react. If the light turns yellow, you then, as you're coming up to the intersection and there's people waiting to cross it, you got to check your rearview mirror and wonder if the car's behind you, if you hit your brakes, if they're paying attention. That's number one. Number two is, I think right turn on red should be consistent. Whatever it's going to be, you pull up to an intersection and there's a sign with a paragraph that says, no turn on red on school days when children are present.
Right, or, right.
I mean,
right.
There's just a bunch of different...
Yeah, a bunch of different instances where sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for joining us, Bill. We're out of time. Austin, if we want to read the stuff that you all have written about this, it's illinoispolicy.org. Am I right?
That's right. And if you'd like to take action to fix it, you can go to that website and click on the Take Action header, and you're going to want to contact your representative and tell them to vote for House Bill 323. House Bill 323, that's the bill that would take down these cameras.
Austin Berg over at the Illinois Policy Institute, a regular on our Mincing Rascals podcast, that dropped last night. Nice to hear your voice, my friend. We'll visit again.